أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالت اليهود والنصارى نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه قل فلما يعذبكم بذنوبكم بل أنتم بشر ممن خلق يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وإليه المصير Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 18 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how fallacious the belief of the Nasara, the Christians are, by believing that Inna Allaha huwal Masihu ibn Maryam, that Allah Himself, Allah Ta'ala Himself is Isa ibn Maryam. In other words, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam had come down onto this earth and Allah Ta'ala had come in the form of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Going forward, we find in one hadith, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously as per the hukam and command of Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited the Yahud of Medina Munawwara to embrace and to accept Islam. They had known all the details about Allah Ta'ala, the details about Nubuwat, about Prophethood, the details about Wahi, about Revelation. They had known about all of that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam merely needed to jolt their memory. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke about the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should they not accept. In response to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the sons of Allah ta'ala, we are the children of Allah ta'ala, and we are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in response to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. And the Yahud and the Nasara had said, the Jews and the Christians said, obviously at two separate occasions, they didn't all say it all together in one voice, but differently, separately, they made a claim, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ. We are the sons, or we are the children of Allah Ta'ala, وَأَحِبَّاءُ, and we are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this claim of theirs that is absolutely baseless, fabricated, there is nothing in it whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُهُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. Then why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you for your sins because of your sins? Now there's two aspects to this. One is, before we go into the ayat in itself, both the Yahud, the Nasara, they had made some claims with regards to Akhirat. The Nasara believed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had died for their sins, he was crucified and he had left this world for their sins, so they are free insofar as the Akhirat is concerned. They believed also that there will be some kind of chastisement, but not a very difficult chastisement. The Yahud believed that the fire of Jahannam will touch them because of their ills and their wrongs, but ayyamam ma'dudat, for a few days, whatever number of days, 3 days or 40 days, but that was their belief. So if that was their belief, and they were the children of Allah Ta'ala, or the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, then which father would want to burn his child for 1 second in the fire of this world? So how is it possible then that if you are the offspring, the progeny of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will even tolerate to have you burnt in the fire of Jahannam for a short while, even if it is a portion of a day, or even if it is 3 days, or even if it is 40 days? That is the first. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. Then why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you because of your sins? With regards to the punishment in the verses coming forward, Allah Ta'ala speaks about it. But Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi states that this is the punishment that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, that Allah Ta'ala had meted out to them already in this world. Like one, for example, kunu qiradatan khasi'in, Allah Ta'ala had transformed them into apes. Allah Ta'ala had transformed them into swines. Now, which father will do that to his son? Which father will do that, or which lover will do that to his beloved? That doesn't normally happen. Beloveds are overlooked, their sins are pardoned. Fathers will overlook the sins of their children, no matter what it is. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had meted out a whole host of punishment. So how is it possible then that you are the beloveds of Allah ta'ala and you go through all of this? Bal antum basharun mimman khalaq. Nay, you are merely human from that which Allah ta'ala had created. Allah Ta'ala has created billions of humans and you are human like every other human. There is no relationship. There is no blood relationship between anyone and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Wahid. Allah Ta'ala is Ahad. Allah is one. Allah is alone. Allah is unique. There is no relationship with Allah Ta'ala, but the relationship of taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That person who has taqwa, that person who has piety, that person who has the consciousness of Allah, he strikes a relationship with Allah Ta'ala, he latches on to Allah Ta'ala, and that is the only connection that any human will have with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, obviously besides the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, but this is for the rest of mankind. So you are just a mere human from all the humans that Allah Ta'ala had created. Going forward from yesterday, everything besides Allah Ta'ala is makhluq, everything besides Allah Ta'ala is shay, and everything besides Allah Ta'ala can never be Allah Himself or never be in any relationship, blood or otherwise, with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires, and Allah Ta'ala punishes whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desires. What is important is to come within the parameters of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, to come within the scope of the rahmah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that the desire of Allah Ta'ala is always to forgive us. That is the most important thing. And how we are going to acquire that, how we are going to attain that, bring iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make sure that that iman with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is an iman that is 100% unadulterated. There is absolutely no contamination in that iman whatsoever. And then obedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then we come within that ambit of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But this is the will of Allah. Whomever Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Ta'ala will forgive, Allah Ta'ala will punish. That is left to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There is no blood relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala whatsoever. Walillahi mulku as-samawati wal ardi wama baynahuma. Belonging to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the dominion, the sovereignty of the skies and the earth and what lies beneath it. That who can escape the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Go wherever you want to go in the skies, go wherever you want to go on the earth, build a tower between the earth and the skies, go in some space rocket and go out of earth and carry on orbiting around the earth. Wherever you are, you can never escape the azab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It all belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The dominion is that of Allah Ta'ala. So you can never escape from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So rather than trying to escape, their escape route was now they found this basis that they are the children and they are the beloveds of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We should never ever find that we are the servants and slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So we are safe. We do not need to make tawbah. We do not need to be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We will continue our ibadat of Allah Ta'ala in the way Allah Ta'ala so desires, knowing full well that we are sinners, and we will continue to ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. So there is no way that a person can escape from the dominion of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. If perchance, somebody feels that they had escaped in this world, then وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. To Allah Ta'ala is the ultimate return, and over there on the day of Qiyamah, who will be able to escape? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shower His innumerable favors, blessings and rahmah upon us, and may Allah Ta'ala make our maghfirat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.